One of the things that always comes up when it comes to Parshas Zachor is the idea of a women's reading of Parshas Zachor, whether or not there is a chiyuv for women to hear Parshas Zachor, to participate in a public Torah reading of Parshas Zachor. There's many deos in the very modern poskim about this, but I actually just attended a shiur by a Rabbi Yisrael Hirsch on this topic, and I'll share a couple of ideas that he brought out from the basic sources in terms of whether or not there really is a chiyuv for women to hear Parshas Zachor. So first of all, the starting point for this is always the Sefer HaChinuch, who writes that women are pater from the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek because they are not shaykh to go to war against Amalek, and therefore they have no reason to have to remember the Ma'aseh of Amalek. And that's his basic thesis. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch goes crazy on the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, I don't know where he's getting this from. There's no source for such a thing. He says, first of all, it's not a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Mehecha tesi to pater women from something which is a mitzvah saseh. That's no heges b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. So women are chayiv because there's no heter of zman grama here. So why would you then say that they're pater? And then he quotes the Gemara in Sota that says that for milchames mitzvah, afilo chasam mechedro, afilo kalam michupasa. So it's hard to believe that you would say that the chinuch would say that women are pater from mechias amalek, and therefore they're pater from zechiras ma'aseh amalek. That's the argument of the sefer of the minchas chinuch against the sefer chinuch. And he leaves the Sefer HaChinuch as a tzarachian, and he thinks halacha l'maaseh women are chayiv to hear Parshas Zachor. The only other major source in Achronim that's quoted is the Binyan Sion quoting from his grand rebbe, Rav Nassan Adler. Nassan Adler apparently held that women are chayavos to hear Parshas Zachor, and apparently he held that way halacha l'maaseh as well, that he would tell women that he was responsible for, he said, I think the Binyan Sion says he had a babysitter who he would tell to please go to shul and hear Parshas Zachor. Okay, but Lemaisa, what was pointed out is very simply, we don't find such a thing in the poskim. Now, we don't find one way or the other. I mean, we don't find Rishonim besides the Chinuch who come out and say that women are pater from hearing Parshas Zachor, and we don't find Poskim or Rishonim or Achronim who come out and say that women are chayavos in Parshas Zachor. Now, okay, so the Minchas Chinuch is certainly entitled to his opinion. Rav Nassan Adler is certainly entitled to his opinion, but in the end of the day, we don't find it brought down in any of the major sources, whether it's the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Magen Avram and the Mishneh Berurah and the Chayei Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan and all of these different shittas. They didn't really discuss the idea of women being chayiv in Parshas Zachor, and would be one of those things that should really have come up, because we're dealing with 50% of the Jewish population, and women didn't really come to shul very much. Rav Hirsch wanted to bring out this whole idea from the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham discusses all of these different topics that dance right around it, and all of these would have been excellent places to then come right out and say, ah, and you see from here that women should really run to shul to hear Parshas Zachor, and the Magen Avraham never says it. So he says basically from the fact that the Magen Avraham danced around all these different topics, but Bedafka didn't mention Parshas Zachor, is a raya that he did not hold that women were chayim Parshas Zachor. He brought out a Marcheshes who tries to show from a very it's a famous piece in the Marcheshes in Simon Chaf if you want to check it out, but he has a whole convoluted raya that he thinks that the Bahag holds like the Chinuch also that women are pater from Parshas Zachor. Okay, that if you agree with the Marcheshes's cheshbon, then you certainly have the right to say that the Bahag would hold that women are pater just like the Chinuch holds that way. All right, the whether or not you agree with the Marcheshes is really the question, not what the Bahag actually holds. That's the Bahag that he's talking about is the one that says that women are only chayiv to hear the Megillah, they're not chayiv to read the Megillah. So he says the reason for that is that women are only chayiv in one aspect of Mikra Megillah. They're not chayiv in the double aspect of Mikra Megillah. The one aspect of Mikra Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa. So then we say Afeinu Yivol Sanes. The other aspect of Mikra Megillah is Mechias Amalek, and remembering Ma'aseh Amalek and Mechias Amalek. And since women are pater from Ma'aseh Amalek and Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek and Mechias Amalek, they're not going to be chayiv in that aspect of Mikra Megillah, and that's the aspect of Mikra, not the aspect of Shmia, and that's why the Bahag says the strange shita that he says. Okay, so based on that, the Bahag would agree with the Sefer HaChinuch that women are pater from Zechiris Ma'isa Amalek because they're pater from Machias Amalek. He has a second raya from a comment of Rashi where Rashi says that the mitzvah of Machias Amalek is only by Yom and it's not by Laila. So therefore, it would be a Zman Grama because the mitzvah of Machias Amalek is only to wage war during the day. So this is an interesting thing. I asked him a question afterwards. I thought I had a Rashi that says a little bit Fakert, which is in the end of Parshas, B'Shalach. So that we find the original war with Amalek, and it says over there that they fought the war, the V'hayu Yadav Emunah Ad Bo Hashemesh, right? So over there it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to try to hold up his hands, and his hands were, you know, a source of emunah. They were a source of trust for Klal Yisrael until the sun finally went down. So Rashi over there would have had a great opportunity to say this shita that he seems to hold, which is that there's only a mitzvah to wage war with Amalek, you know, until the sun goes down, and that's why the Torah specifically stresses this nekuda. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says something else. He says over there that Amalek had a whole cheshbon, when was the best possible time to attack Klal Yisrael, and they knew when they could win the war, and therefore they were mechashev the shows exactly right, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a nace that the sun stood still, and it ruined Amalek's whole cheshbon. So Rashi goes out of his way to say this wild pshat, when he could have just said, no, I hold from, you know, and this would be the perfect source for it, I hold that there's only a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek during the day. There's no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek at night, and that would be the source to say that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and therefore pater from Parsha Zachor. So halacha maisa, again, I'm not my place to be machria, but I just had one piece of advice that my wife asked me when I told her what the shiur was about. So my wife asked me, didn't you say one time we could be yotzei on Purim morning? So I said, yeah, that's the sheet of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram holds that you can be yotzei with Vayavo Amalek. You can be yotzei with the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. So therefore, he's not talking about women. He's talking about a man. A man who was not able to make it to Parshas Zachor, he can be yotzei Purim morning if he has in mind with Vayavo Amalek. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't really like that psak of the Magen Avram too much because it doesn't really mention all of the factors of Amalek, and it doesn't mention the chiv to wipe out Amalek, it just mentions what Amalek originally did in the original war. So the Mishnah Berurah rejects that Magen Avram lahalacha, but I thought at least you could say it's a smach for women, meaning you're already dealing with a suffix whether women are chayiv in the first place. At best, you have a tiny minority of poskim who hold that women are chayiv in the mitzvah Parsha Zachor, and Ruba de Ruba poskim hold that women are potter from Parsha Zachor. So the Mela, for a woman to be somech, she's coming to hear the Megillah anyway, to be somech on the Shita, the Magen Avram, that you can be yotzei Vayavo Amalek. I didn't think that was so weak. I thought that a woman has the right to be somech on that Magen Avram, given the fact that she might not be chayev in the first place anyway.